O Lord, open thou our lips.
And our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Our God, make speed to save us.
O Lord,
welcome to Merton College Chapel and to this service of evensong on the feast of St. Augustine of Canterbury. The congregation is invited to be seated for the singing of the psalm from the Book of Common Prayer, Psalm 136.
Thank you.
The first lesson is written in the book of Judges, chapter 6. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. The hand of Midian prevailed over Israel. And because of Midian, the Israelites provided for themselves hiding places in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. For whenever the Israelites put in seed, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the land, as far as the neighborhood of Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, and no sheep, or ox, or donkey. For they and their livestock would come up, and they would even bring their tents as thick as locusts, and neither they nor their camels could be counted. So they wasted the land as they came in. Thus Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites, and he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you, and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not pay reverence to the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live. But you have not given heed to my voice." Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, and as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon answered him, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you." He responded, "But sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." Here ends the first lesson.
My soul and my faith, I love.
The second lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5. Jesus said to the crowds, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift." Here ends the second lesson.
Thank you. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and buried. He descended into hell.
The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
And you, thy ministers, with righteousness.
And make thy soul.
Save thy people.
And bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O Lord.
God, may clean our hearts within us.
And take us thy Holy Spirit from us.
O Lord, from whom all good things do come, grant to us thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration, we may think those things that be good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
The anthem is a setting of the Lord's Prayer by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Let us pray. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Today the Church celebrates the feast of St. Augustine, the first Archbishop of Canterbury, who in the year 596 was sent by Pope Gregory to re-evangelize the English Church. As we give thanks for Augustine's life and leadership, so we ask God's blessing upon Archbishop Rowan, our visitor, and pray for the Diocese of Canterbury and for the ministry and witness of its cathedral. Almighty God, whose servant Augustine was sent as the apostle of the English people, grant that as he labored in the Spirit to preach Christ's gospel in this land, so all who hear the good news may strive to make the light of your truth known in all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Mindful of Jesus' teaching, let us pray for peoples and nations which are divided and at enmity with one another. We pray for reconciliation between Palestine and Israel, North and South Korea, and within Afghanistan and Iraq. O God, the Father of all, whose Son commanded us to love our enemies, lead them and us from prejudice, deliver them and us from hatred, cruelty, and revenge. And in your good time, enable us all to stand reconciled before you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The psalmist sings, O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. So let us give thanks to God for the blessings of this day and pray for our college community, for those sitting and preparing for exams, and for all rowing in summer eights this week. We remember too all members of the college in particular need and others who have asked for our prayers. We join these and all our prayers together in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. We stand to sing hymn number 381.